seen one of the games of the season. Collingwood's heartbreak, absolutely disappointing. And hopefully the boys are down there at ground level doing some interviews for us now.
Ben Taylor with Jacob Spaulding.
Well delivered.
What was it that, you know, Fixie asked for a spirited, you know, just an effort in the last quarter, and he said effort was going to get you over the line, and that's what's happened.
Yeah, that's what we're about at North, all right? We're about effort. We're not flashy. We like to consider ourselves as a hard-working side, and we knew when Stevie Dineau went out that we were a man down, so we had to work twice as hard, but... To win by 5 points against a good Collingwood side is always good.
They fought back, didn't they, Collingwood? And they hit the lead in the last quarter, but you were good enough.
Yeah, they did. Look, they're going to be around the mark this year, I think. We knew that they'd keep running because they're a good young side, and I think that proved that. But yeah, we were fortunate enough. Cam Richardson, like, second game, to take it upon himself to kick a goal from the pocket's fantastic. And we'll definitely take the 4 points today.
Matthew Sharkey, 100 games today. I'm going to go find him in a minute.
Yep.
But, great for him.
Yeah, fantastic for Sharks. He's our best and fairest from last year, and it's fantastic to have him back in the side. We're a much better side when he's in it. So, 100 games for him is fantastic.
That's two in a row now for the Roosters. You're at home next week to Bendigo, out at Stawell at Central Park.
Yeah, we're taking footy out to the region, so out to Stawell, which will be fantastic. It's a lovely venue up there, so obviously we'll have the Stawell gift, so the ground's going to be in fantastic, Nick. So, two in a row. We'll just try and keep putting wins together, and hopefully... Thanks, Ted. Hopefully we can keep getting the 4 points and, move up and be competitive again this year.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for joining us on KC Radio. Got to go find Matthew Sharkey now. Here he is.
Ben Taylor's still down there at ground level looking to speak to Matthew Sharkey after his wonderful achievement of 100 VFL games.
We got Matty Sharkey here. 100 games today, mate, and what a way... to, you know, finish your 100th game with a 5-point win over Collingwood.
Yeah, definitely. We fought it out to the end, and I was a bit tense back there in the back line last quarter, but did well to come away with a win, and Richo saved the day in the end.
First game, or Cameron Richardson, terrific effort, but first from yourself personally, first game back, pretty happy with the way things went for you?
It's always good to have a win when you're back in the side, and then... It'll take me a while to get your feet back to the form I was at last year, but I was just happy to get through the game with a win.
So you played in the reserves last weekend. It's a bit of a hit out for you, but good to be back, obviously, mate.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks. Yeah, definitely. Obviously the aim is to play senior football and have a win in senior football, and hopefully we can keep continuing to win.
Sharks, mate. We're probably going to go into the rooms now, mate. Sing the song, mate. Enjoy your evening. Hopefully have a few quiet ones tonight. And enjoy the win.
Thanks for that.
Matthew Sharkey there from North Ballarat. And
okay. I think that's all for Benny Taylor as he goes underground.
Terrific to get the win, mate.
It was great to get the win. I thought the way we hung on was great.
You asked for a really... big effort in the last quarter. That's exactly what you got. Cameron Richardson, fantastic.
He was, yeah. He's a great story, that boy, isn't he? So full marks to him, full credit to him.
Good on you, mate. The rooms, fellas, and I'm going to pelt the song out. I'm going to get out of the way and let him do it.
Come here.
That was a rendition of the North Ballarat's team song like never before. Seems like Benny Taylor's a pretty popular man down there. A couple of, hey, Benny boy. But a good win there by the Roosters, notching up their second victory of season 2009 here against the Pies in a highly entertaining game of football, which saw 27 scoring shots to 22 and the team go down here on the last breath of the game, unfortunately for the Collingwood side. Collingwood 15-12, 102 to North Ballarat 17-5, 107. And we've got Nick and Eddie Sadler to give us their thoughts on their game here this afternoon.
Go for it, Nico, because you... All right, well, I thought Collingwood... It was disappointing to see them lose because that was the best we've ever seen them play this season. And to go down in the dying seconds like that was very unlucky. For North Ballarat, good performance by them. Two men stood out for me in that last bit of the play. Wunke and Richardson for North Ballarat, great players. And they really stood up at the end of the match when they needed to. And Dick also stood up at times in that last term when Collingwood really needed someone to stand up. And Dick didn't have a great first three quarters, but he was very good in the last term.
Yeah, once again, I just referred to a player needing to stand up, and geez, a player that we're not renowned to calling doing those types of things was young Richardson, and we did begin to call him the mop because he does tend to have somewhat of a mop hairdo, kicking a remarkable goal. And it, like I said earlier on, if there ever was a goal deserving to win the game, that definitely was. And it's just something that kids dream about when they're growing up, kicking that winning goal from their pocket, and he definitely did that, and good on the young fella.
6-1 in the final quarter for Port Melbourne. I've seen them come back and knock off the Cats. The Borough, 14-15-99, have defeated Geelong, 12-15-87, winning there by 12 points. In the earlier game, the ABC game, Casey Scorpions, 17-13-115, defeated Coburg, 11-7-73. Newton kicking 5, and Jack Watts in his first senior VFL game, kicking 3 goals there for the Casey Scorpions. We're still waiting for the final score from Williamstown, which at three-quarter time, the Seagulls were 9-7, the Zebras were 7-6. Nico?
Yeah, well, going back to that last term, we did speak about somebody standing up and which team could just hold on to the play and hold on to the ball. And even the Roosters, they weren't really convincing in those last couple of minutes. The ball was in their defensive line and just luckily kept the ball out. Like you saw Brad Dick, Dawes nearly marking the ball, and they could have easily won the game right at the end, Collingwood. Fortune favours the brave and definitely favour the Roosters today.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Nick. I thought Collingwood were a bit stiff today, and that's the best we've ever seen them play, and I thought they were more consistent today. In previous times they'd play a good first half and that'd be it from them, so I think to see them pretty much put four quarters together was encouraging, and although they lost, I think Gavin Brown would be overall encouraged by some of the things that he saw today, particularly Steel Sidebottom, his best performance to date for the Pies.
Yeah, definitely be happy with that performance. Just like I said, right at the end, probably about 5 minutes to go, maybe Collingwood could have done a few other things, maybe put some more numbers in the back line, just really frozen the clock and not really giving the Roosters a go. It's a touch and go call, like putting players back or just letting them play man on man, and if you do get the ball, you can run it forward a lot easier. If you're playing that flooding game and you've got all your plays in the backward half, then you're going to struggle to kick the ball forward. So, yeah, kudos to Gavin Brown, but didn't really come home with the biggies today.
Yeah, what are your thoughts there, Kane?
I'm just letting you boys speak since I've been doing majority of the talking this afternoon. Why don't you go through and give us your five better players from both teams? We're only about 6 or 7 minutes before we have to cross back to the studios anyway. If you want to send us a text, make sure you send it through to 0424 438 415. That number is 0424 438 415. And I've just realised who Paul was in the grandstand as well. But boys, some of your better players for North Ballarat and Collingwood.
All right, I'll probably begin with probably BOG with his 4 goals today, and just an all-round good performance by him. You know, when he gets the ball, he's going to do something good with it. He's not really that fancy or that flamboyant. He just does the good things very well, and that's what I like to see in a player. I don't like those fancy-schmancy players, although it's good when they do kick those snap goals. I don't mind that, but he's my type of player. Just does the job, you know, kicks his goals, doesn't really muck around with it that much. And just some other players that played very well were probably just some of the midfield players. Roach was very good, but as Kane maligned him in for much of the game, just not sure what to do with the ball when he gets it, when he's running forward or running sideways. Just really needs to make that decision and go with it rather than making a decision, then thinking about it and going to another decision, which is not the thing that you want to be doing. And Clifton was also very good for the Bullands. The forward line, I think, worked pretty well with Wunke probably the standout. Smith was good early, but Wunke probably just had the cookies. And impressed with young Gartlett for the Roosters. Just in that third term, I think he probably had close to 10 possession. There's something about him. He's very lively. Gets the ball, hand passes, runs on. Just give him a couple of years, he'll be a good player, I think.
I guess one of the disappointing endings for the game for North Ballarat was the injury to Stevie Donnell. He's just coming back through injury, and his first game back, he gets injured once again, making his way up from ground level where he was giving a few high fives out and giving a few hugs down there at ground level is Ben Taylor. Sterling job down at ground level once again, Ben. You've secured plenty of guests and Donald McDonald at three-quarter time, and then you squeezed in Jared Fitzgerald, Matthew Sharkey, and a few of the boys, but big celebration down there for North Ballarat.
Look, Kano, I'm very, very happy. And to think, you know, after getting thumped like the way they did in round one, you know, to come out, or they had the bye in round two, and then to come out last week under pressure against the Sandringham outfit at home, or on Sandringham's home deck, was just a terrific effort in terrible conditions. And then to come out today to play a side that's in pretty good form in the Magpies, and the spirit in the last quarter. Chris mentioned, you know, Cameron Richardson to me, just, you know, in the grandstand earlier. I mean, what an effort. Second gamer, just to kick a winning goal like that, absolutely terrific. And, yeah, the real effort, really good.
Eddie?
I thought Collingwood, there were a few players that stood out for me. I thought Steel Sidebottom was very good, the best we've seen him, as I've said a lot today. Danny Stanley as well was very impressive. A few other players, Chris Bryan, he was good for parts of the game. Kevin Dyers, he was good, I thought, did a good performance by him today. And we've seen him a couple of other times, and he hasn't been as consistent, but he seemed to put four solid quarters of footy together. Jared Blair's an impressive player, and Rowan Frost was also very good.
Eddie, what did you think of Brad Dick today? I thought he really stood up. Patches of that game, kicking important goals at important times.
Yeah, definitely, Ben. Especially in that last quarter, I thought. I mean, he didn't seem to have a lot of it in the first three quarters, but in the last quarter when the game was there to be won, he was there, and with two goals around the body, very impressive stuff by him.
And there's another guy that we've been pretty impressed with in the first few games that we've watched Collingwood, Tristan Francis, one of the younger rookies, really, really impressive. And again today, put his head over the ball, and there was one instance out on the wing, he really went hard and won the footy and got the Pies running. So that was a good effort. But focusing on the winners, you know, I mean, having a look at, I mean, as I said, probably a lot more seasoned bodies, you know, a bit more tougher. Collingwood, you know, a lot of young players, and young players, you know, tend to suffer at, you know, crucial parts of games, and in the end, talent prevailed there. So, terrific game by Jacob Spalding, four goals. Wunke put his hand up with four goals, and as Donald McDonald said at three-quarter time, getting himself you know, back to a level that he needs to be if he wants to go up to the AFL. Obviously, Michael Searle and Brett Goods, Corey Jones, you know, done some nice things in the first half. So there's a lot to like about the Roosters, and let's think, you know, it's round four, and they haven't played a home game yet. So wait till they get back at home on Eureka Stadium. They're going to be they're going to challenge again towards the latter part of the year.
Yeah, no arguments there from me, Ben. And as for Collingwood, well, as you said, they're a very young side, and I think they'll learn a lot from a game like today.
Oh, definitely.
And Phil Pearce, hang on before we chuck the microphone over there from Benny. You saw a lot of the KC Scorpions performance against Coburg, a strong win there for the Scorpions, two in a row now for the young side from KC Fields.
Yeah, it certainly was, Kane, and I can give you news that your man, Juice Newton, kicked a few goals and was one of their better players, and I wouldn't be surprised if Melbourne gave him a recall next week, depending on how Melbourne goes against the Cats tomorrow. So, game was close up until three-quarter time, but then all of a sudden, in the last term, Ben Cousins went off for a precautionary with ice on his leg, so he's okay. So, and the other thing is, the Casey Scorpions blew Coburg apart and won in the end by 7 goals.
As long as Newton doesn't try any bananas from the goal square, he might be a chance of being recalled. Nico, your final thoughts of the day before we... before we wrap up and send back to the Cranbourne studios.
Yeah, definitely. Just disappointing with... Kane, stop that. You asked me a question and you're pointing at something. Just very disappointing, Cox. You think he'd have a point to prove today. Just, really didn't do it for me. A few times he had the ball in his hands, running into the forward 50, just not picking the right decision. Very good steel side bottom. He would be very close to getting a senior call-up, I would dare say, if he keeps this form up.
One more game, do you think, for him, Nick, in the VFL?
I'm not sure about one more game. I think he's very close. It could be another 3 more games, could be another 5 more games, depending on how the Collingwood seniors go, but...